Welcome to a new episode of Grow and Glow Podcast. Hey, welcome. In this episode, I have a guest who wrote a book titled Letters to Adam. Did you hear it? Letters to Adam. Okay, so when I say letters to Adam, it means letters written to men. Just like this episode 2 is titled Men and Something. I don't know what it will be called later, but well, that's the name. And while reading the book, I felt so emotional. It was like a deep read I had. You know, when you're reading something, you're like, this is real. This is serious. That was how I felt while reading that book. And I have her here on this episode to talk about the book and at the same time talk about what men face in the society. It's not easy. Ladies, be careful. Ladies, calm down. Ladies, when I say careful, I'm not saying be careful, like stay away from men. No, I'm saying be careful with the way you treat guys. It's not fair. Well, let's listen to this episode before I break tables at the beginning. All right, guys, so make sure you listen to the end. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Thank you. So now let's welcome in our guest, Yaya. You're welcome. I think I'll just call you Nasty, please.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
Guys, maybe you with time you explain to them why I'm just calling you Nasty, because wow. All right. So please, can you introduce yourself?
Okay, I'm not sure exactly what you want me to say specifically, but I'm going to say my name and then I'm going to add that I'm an author, okay? And I write. I love to write. Okay, so my name is my name is Azibanat. I am Eda. I am an author. I got to release my book on the 16th of May, basically because it was International Day of the Boy Child. You know, I am passionate about people. I love to communicate. I love intelligent conversations. I love, you know, I value relationships and I value family. And yeah, I love to talk like Gracie as well. So yeah. Yeah, so okay. Yeah, that's it for now.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you said you're a writer. You said you love having intelligent conversations. But concerning the writing part, in your book, Letters to Adam, it was basically you writing letters, as the name says, to the male gender. Was that what you've always been writing about from the beginning? Just letters to the male gender?
Nah, okay, that isn't what I've always written about. I have written elegies, say poems, I've written short stories, I've written, basically I do short stories and poems, and I also love to, it's safe to call me a deep thinker, right? So I love to be in my head and think and come up with scenarios and write really short and compelling quotes. So that's what I've always written until okay I'm going to stop here for now. I was going to say something about how I started writing the book, but then I'll just not go faster.
Okay It's still basically similar to what I was asking. Okay, is that what you've been writing? Okay, now how did you start writing? Why did you even start writing letters to guys, to men?
Okay, so I started to write letters to Adam in 2020. That was during the pandemic, right? There was a time during the pandemic where when everyone was home, and at some point we got to hear news of how men were, what word will I use? Should I say assault? Or I do not want to say harass. But then they were putting their female partners in positions where they had to get sex from them. I hope that's not too much for me to say, but then they just wanted sex from their female partners, and it was all over the news, and it wasn't a pleasant sight, and people were raping people up and down. I mean, men were raping ladies up and down, and it wasn't a pleasant story. And I thought to myself, who is grooming these men? who is teaching you that if you claim to know? You know, there was one of those cases where it was a lady somewhere in the north. There was a lady in the neighborhood who had a few guys around, and then from the blues, okay, these guys came, raped her, and then she was killed. And we had killed, and we had several cases like. And I thought, who is grooming these men? Who is teaching them that they can just pounce on somebody and assault her? And you know, and it was happening, and it kept happening, and it just broke my heart. I thought to myself, why is it that ladies are not the ones raping men? Okay, I know that there are cases like that, but then it wasn't a normal, or it isn't a normal thing to hear that a lady is the one pouncing on a man, or, you know, it wasn't mm-hmm. regular. So I felt terrible. I felt, okay, I think it's because the men are not groomed properly. I think it's because all of their emotions get stocked up in their chest, and then there's hardly ever anyone addressing it. I also thought it was because there's nobody they get to speak to. They have I don't know how men handle their emotions exactly, but then I know that as humans, right, when you have something all choked up in your heart or in your head, you want to find a way to express it and pour it out. And you know, it's all, if it's anger, if it's love, if it's whatever it is, you just find a way, and then you get so aggressive, and there are a lot of challenges people face, and then they just want to express it, and unfortunately whoever is closest to the man gets to feel all of it. Okay, so it was obvious that nobody was telling this guy, hey, when your emotions are all up here, this is what you do with it. No, nobody's telling the guys that. Nobody is telling a boy child what to do with his feelings. Nobody is telling the boy child how to respond when he's angry at his sister. Nobody is telling the guy how to shout. Nobody is telling the guy how to love. But everybody is telling the girl, this is how you should speak to your man. Everybody is telling the girl, this is how you should speak to your father. Everybody is telling the girl, this is how you should treat your brother. Everybody is telling the girl, this is how you should treat your boss or speak to your boss. But nobody is telling the guy, hey, come on now, this is what you should do. Nobody is telling the boy child that. So when he gets to... And you know, he's expected to grow up, right? He's not shown how to take care of anybody. He's expected to grow up, turn around and take care of people as a man, as the head of a home. And nobody has told him how to do that exactly. And we expect these people to be straight-headed. Meanwhile, we leave the ladies in the house, we leave the girls in the house, we teach them to cook, we teach them to clean, we teach them to speak, we teach them to dress, and we let the guys go there, go out, we let the guys speak whichever way they want, we let them get exposed to everything on the streets. We let them get exposed to the street boys, we let them get exposed to the dangerous big women on the streets, okay? Mm-hmm. There's nobody watching the boy exactly. There's nobody telling him, I know you're mad, I know you're angry, I know you're hungry, I know you are pissed, in fact, nobody teaches the boy to be empathetic. Nobody teaches him, nobody tells him, hey, if you're angry, you can talk to me. The girl is expected to just be emotional. If she wants to be, she can cry all she wants, and then somebody will pat her on her back, and then she's going to be fine. But then the boy is mad. He's so angry as a child. And nobody is telling him, come, it's okay, you can cry. No, he's expected to choke it all up. And do you think that all of those feelings do not accumulate and get into his head and become something else?
True.
Yeah, so nope. there's a level to how much we can take in as humans. So it's obvious that there's a gap we need to fill as everybody, as women, as fathers, as sisters. There's a gap we need to fill. We need to look out for the male folk. You get to see, I don't know if, I told you I'll be talking a lot, but then we get to see grown-up men who have a lot to uncover, and then the women in their lives get to, as men, as grown-up men, the women in their lives, say their wives, get to go through a lot, because you see a young man, you see a man, right, who was barely nobody paid so much attention to him, so he bottled up so much
emotions. Yeah,
you know. So that's it. My book basically is telling the male folk that, hey, you can be vulnerable. It's fine to speak up. I understand that these things weren't shown to you as a child, but it's okay. You can speak up. You can be vulnerable. Nobody's going to damn you. Nobody's going to criticize you. It's fine. You can ask for help. You can speak up. You can take a break. Okay? Mm-hmm. You are human. Yeah. You're not a robot. You are human. You have feelings. It's okay to just cry sometimes. You know how society has made the male folk, you know, because
yeah, exactly
I don't know
talk
if
about,
it's just
yes.
the Bible. Yeah.
No,
yeah, I don't
no,
know
it's
if
not just
the
that.
Yeah?
Like, it's everywhere. I remember the same thing you said about, okay, ladies, okay, they'll teach us how to sit well, how to eat, mm-hmm. how to talk. But growing up, I noticed, I had that thought, I don't know what year, but it just came to me, I'm like, why is it that the attention is just based on the women? Okay, there are women conferences, women this, women mm-hmm. that. One day I had to search online on Instagram, like, okay, where are all those groups for men? Whereby they teach men some things. And when I searched, I was like, where are all those things? And truly, what they're saying is true. And it is, I feel it's more of on the society's part.
Mm-hmm,
there's
mm-hmm.
this kind of expectations they have for men.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it is not healthy at all, because it puts them under a lot of pressure. And when they're under those pressures, it doesn't. Even the part about them being vulnerable. Okay, when I was preparing for this episode, I was talking with someone mm-hmm. I know, and I was asking her about men being vulnerable. She was like, why? Why would they be vulnerable? That would be somehow now. That's well, some.
That.
Exactly. She was not like, sometimes they should be. Maybe they can be, but not all the time mm-hmm. now.
Why?
I was like, wow.
I mean, because these are human. It's not like God created a different kind of heart for
mm-mm.
the women.
Oh. Not at
Do you
all.
Understand? You don't expect him to bottle it all up and then one day he can show love to his daughter, or one day he can show love to his wife. You don't expect him, because he wasn't shown how to do that.
Yeah.
He wasn't shown how to do that because he's a man, because the Bible says that the women are the weaker vessels and that men are expected to love the woman. Do you not think that these men need love as
deserve
well?
It
do you
too.
Not think that
they
the boy
do.
Child needs to be pampered? You know, I mean,
they
even
do.
In the Bible, Jesus did not hide his emotions.
Mm-hmm.
There were times Jesus was angry. You could see it in the letters that Jesus was mad. When he had to mm-hmm. flog the people in the church who were
in the
selling.
Temple.
Yeah. Then he had to cry at Gethsemane. He cried. Jesus cried. He wept. Oh, what am I even saying? John 11:35 said Jesus wept.
Yeah.
It means it was a deep emotion that he had to express.
And if the Bible didn't see that as an important thing, they would have not have like documented
it. They would have just
side
chat. Exactly.
Yes.
So you see, it's just sad that that's how society has framed it. That men expect, you're a man, you know, man up, and you know all of these things. Exactly. And the world is evolving, knowledge is on the high side, or is coming up real fast, and we get to see that all of these things cause a completely different kind of personality in a man. You see a mm-hmm. man who is wounded, you see somebody who is sad, all of that is because something was neglected as he neglected True. Because I mean during his childhood days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in as much as we want to take care of the ladies, we want to take care of the girl child, the men too need to be grown. The boys need to be shown so much love. I mean, you can't expect somebody to expel something or exude something, and that's not what. If you pump a ball, it's air that will come out of it
mm-hmm.
because there is air in it. If you take mm-hmm. a bottle of water and pour it out into a glass, what will come out is water, because that's all that's in the bottle.
Yeah.
We cannot give what we do not have. We cannot give tenderness if we do not have it. We cannot give love if we do not have it. So if we want a society where the men are soft, in as much as they are strong and masculine, this is not us feminizing men. You know, we expect that they are humans and should show love and be loved. And, mm-hmm. you know, they should generally be shown the soft side of life.
Yeah. And also thinking about this, I just thought of this now. You know, in a mm-hmm. way, some men want to be men in the aspect of them doing, taking the responsibilities and all.
Of well, course, well, that's what they were created to do, but exactly, nobody's taking that away from them.
Away from you. I believe mm-hmm. in as much as you want to be a man, sometimes mm-hmm. just take it easy. We're not saying don't do what you don't want to do. We're not saying stop those responsibilities as a man, because that's who you are. I wonder, it's you God made it to do mm-hmm. it. So yeah, we're not saying that. And at the same time, I still notice that there's some things we women struggle. Like, okay, mm-hmm. maybe we're emotional, our moods change, that people believe that men should not face this kind of thing. But they do. They're human beings.
They do face it. I've come to learn, and I see that men are emotional as well. The sad part is that they do not have the room to express those emotions. They are criticized mm-hmm. when they express it. They are judged when they express it. They are told that, hey, you're a man, you shouldn't be crying. I went for a show yesterday and a man won, and he was told, you're a man, you know, they cry, African man, know they cry. Who told you that? Who told you a man shouldn't get emotional? Anger is an emotion. How can he show that he's angry, but he cannot show that he's hurt with tears? Do you understand?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a misconception, and it's not mm-hmm. fair on the male part. I feel like they are humans as well, and research has shown that 75% of suicide are male, and men are less likely to seek help. All of this is because we stop them from speaking up. We stop them from being and showing emotions, which is wrong. Yeah. I mean, they are humans as well. Yeah.
True.
And they're expected to be humans. Come on. They cannot be humans if they do not show, or they are not taught to be humans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also believe there's also a place of the ladies in their life, the women in mm-hmm. their life. Because any lady listening to us right now, there's a place you have in his life to make sure he lives well. Because mm-hmm. if you make him not be open to you, maybe he doesn't just want to open up to you. Yeah, maybe you're a girlfriend, you're a wife, or mm-hmm. you're just a sister or a friend to a guy, and mm-hmm. you shut him out by not listening mm-hmm. to him, or mm-hmm. when he speaks to you, you tell him to bottle it up, that he men don't do this, men don't do that. You're wrong. You have a place in his life for you to be a safe space for any man to let them share their thoughts. Don't you know, is when you bottle it up, it turns into something else. That's why you see people dying, as you said, suicide, because there's no one for them to share it with. Sharing is everything. Like when you share your feelings, there's the way it is. It's just like you being very, very pressed, like you just want to go to the restroom, and you just do it. When you do it, you just feel so relieved and all. That is how it is. I don't know if you ladies, you've experienced it. Somebody maybe made you angry. You have your friend mm-hmm. to go and rant to. I was speaking with a friend of mine, and he was telling me that, no, you ladies, you guys, it's good for you, because if you want to do, they say, he said, you people's gossip is like therapy session, because you're mm-hmm. talking about mm-hmm. something to your fellow women, and they're talking mm-hmm. to you, they're advising you. But guys, telling each other this kind of, no, we ladies, we talk a lot now, mm-hmm. but for guys, mm-hmm. telling them this kind of talk, some guys will be like, no, guy, waiting, no, if you do this kind of thing, or guy, no, so, no, they talk like this, you'll be man, all this kind of thing. So, any lady listening, right, it's your responsibility to make sure that man feels cared for. And I feel some men mm-hmm. make a lot of mistakes as their adults, mm-hmm. as you said, because from childhood it wasn't easy. Now they've come into the real society, and women still are not treating them well. Mm-hmm. So those things, because I've seen a lot of girls, if you see the plans mm-hmm. they have for the men in their life, like mm-hmm. people they say they love mm-hmm. and I'm like, why are you so hard on him? Yeah. why is
he's human,
like well, God will help you guys out there.
Amen.
Like seriously.
Amen. You know, personally, I have always been a reserved person, right? I've not been one to know how to express myself. I can come tell you, have a good conversation with you, but I may not mm-hmm. be able to just tell you exactly how I feel. I feel something, but it's just in me. It's not like I cannot find the words to express it. It's just bottled up in there, right? And then I had to consciously learn to express myself bit by bit. I know I'm getting better, but then my point is this: I know how hard it was for me at that time to not say how I feel. So it's all choked mm-hmm. up in there in my chest. I want to say it, but I cannot say it. Okay, it doesn't matter who is listening. I just cannot say it. Okay, so if I feel bad that I cannot express myself, it's not like anybody's stopping me from speaking, right? Nobody's stopping me from speaking. If I feel bad about not being able to express myself, how much more a grown man who has been told to, hey, you're not supposed to cry, who has been told to, hey, you're not supposed to feel sad, who has been told to, hey, you're not supposed to act like you love or show it, you know? Mm-hmm. How much more a grown man, all of those feelings, all of those things are going to stay tied up, and you do not expect a human with a free mind.
Yeah. So reading through your book, I had like, how are you putting now? I told you I was very emotional at some point because I was like, God, mm-hmm. I'm feeling this. This is real. This happens because I have a lot of male friends. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you guys. You guys know yourselves. mm-hmm. I kind of basically, because of this aspect of me, I had this thought. When was that? I can't really remember. Maybe at the beginning of university, I had this thought about, okay, what goes through men's mind? How do they do it? Because I felt like there was a lot of pressure on them. So I just wanted to be friends with a lot of guys. So I learned how to relate with them now, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. No, that one is a skill you need to learn. mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of male friends, and I've seen them in their hard times, the hardest time of their lives. I've not really seen anyone cry, but I've seen them really down, broken and all. I understood how it means, how it is to be a man sometimes.
Yeah.
And I know the kind of pain they can go through. So reading through your book was something for me. It just took me deep into it. But on some of the pages, some of the letters I read, I had like extra chills. Like they were extra because they really touched my heart. So I'm going to pick out some of those points. I took screenshots. So let's talk about what you meant here in this each of the letters. We'll talk about it then. Okay. Yeah, we'll just say something about it. And to every guy listening right here, make sure you get this book. In fact, we'll talk about that one later. You'll see for yourself. So this is letter 117. Okay. It says, "Dear Adam." Adam, you are not your flesh. You are spirit made in my image and likeness. You are me. I think this is the letter from God.
Yes.
I think this part that made me see that guys who have what they call it, insecurities with how they look. They also have I'm trying to get the word. Is it body? Oh my God, how could I forget that word right now? Please, can you help me out?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean. Are you talking about being body shamed or something?
Exactly. Okay. Guys who get body shamed a lot.
Yeah.
But the guys, they normally just use it as a joke. So here, reading this later, it's just like, because her book, let me tell you guys, so in case you guys get confused, in her book, there are sections. So there's letter from God to the men. There's letter from their mom. There's letter from their lover. There's a letter from, I think, from the father to the son.
Father and a friend, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And a friend, yes. So this part I'm reading is about from letters from God. And he is saying that, he is telling you now, listening, that you are not your flesh. You are spirit made in God's image and likeness. You are God yourself. You are a God. God is God, but you are a God. And I really am like, wow, that's true. Just imagine, I'm like, guys to get body shamed. They wonder, oh, how do I look this? But now this is Nati telling you that you are God yourself.
Yes.
You are made in his image and likeness. So where did this come from?
Well, basically, right? Okay, honestly, let me be honest with you. I haven't thought of this thing you are saying. This was more I thought of when I wrote this, okay?
Okay.
You know, remember I told you my initial inspiration about the book, how men got to... Well, there were lots of rape cases, and it was obvious that rape is as a result of somebody trying to want to intimidate or prove that he has superior power over the next person and just want to satisfy an urge at that moment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm not discrediting what you have said. I mean, it's an eye opener for me, right? So, But then, when I look at this, I feel like it got me thinking the times when we get to, as humans, you know, I love the fact that my book is not, even if it's primarily written for the male folk, the female folk can benefit from it as well, okay?
A lot.
So, yeah. So you're looking at a man, or you're looking at somebody who just wants to satisfy an urge at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel like, hey, I'm hungry, so I'm going to do this right now. I feel like doing this, so I'm going to do it right now. Come on now, there are things you can suppress. There are feelings you can suppress. There are urges you do not have to satisfy at particular times. So when God says you are spirit, of course we are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings. Mm-hmm. There are things we long for more. Okay, we long for more beyond the things that we see here. So you are made in God's image. It's more like God telling you, hey, whatever it is you're going through, whatever challenge it is you're going through, whatever feeling that is overwhelming you right now, that is not you. You are made in my image. If you're feeling intimidated, if you're feeling like pouncing on something, that's not you. You are made in my image. You are made in my likeness. You are me. You are God like me. I mean, if you think of God being able to create, if you think of God being so powerful that he can damn things and push things aside, you should think of yourself like that, because you are spirit. You were created in God's image. You cannot obey your flesh every time. You do not have, because I don't know how many of us are Christians, but anyways, I believe that if you want to satisfy urges at every single time, you are more or less destroying yourself. Okay, as young people, we get to face challenges where we just want to satisfy an urge. There's this gratification that we just want to, you know, we want to pay attention to, and I believe strongly that's not the way of life. Okay, that's not the way forward. When you remember whose you are, when you remember created you, when you remember that you have a spirit living inside of you, when you remember that God is so powerful and all-knowing, there are things you will not do. You remember that you have a power residing in you that is more powerful. So come on, you are God's image, you are spirit, you are powerful, you are God, you are God yourself, and you shouldn't pay attention to everything. Basically.
Yeah.
But I really love the angle you came from as well.
I love yours too. See, that's why everybody should read this book. So another part that got to me, in fact, I'm not going to read everything. Let me just give them know when you do something sweet from inside. So dear Adam, there is a better man inside you, a gentler, softer, kinder, more caring, giving and loving you for the good of others, even more for yourself. Free that man. Gosh.
That's true.
Oh my God. Like, it was the first screenshot when I'm like, oh my, this is true. It's inside of you, yes. And it's okay to free that part.
Who told you to be violent? Who told you were created to be a quick a short-tempered person who told you you were God made you to have a bad mouth, who told you God created you to be an insultive person? Who told you God created you to not be a nice person? Who told you God created you to not show love? That's the angle I came from. And it's beautiful how when you show all of these things to people, you get to see a better part of you.
And also guys, try and be careful too, because when you show this part to the wrong people, they might want to destroy it. So when you want to show this part of you, make sure you show it to the right people. Just try. I think that would be better. I don't know who are the right people in your life, but try to show it just to the right people. If you show it to the wrong ones, they will try to destroy it for you, or they might even destroy it forever. Okay, another part here. Dear Adam, place your hand on your chest. This one makes sense. Dear Adam, place your hand on your chest. Feel the rhythm of your heartbeat. That's how to describe my love for you. Steady and consistent.
Consistent.
Hey! God, when will I send this to someone?
You know, like I said, that was my initial inspiration, right? What I told you was my initial inspiration. And I'm along the line, as a writer or as a creative, there a lot of things get to inspire you. So, like you said, you were close to your male friends. At some point, I got close to my male friends. I got to love some of them honestly and sincerely, and they became really close. And you know, I couldn't say some of these things to them, okay? But I just needed somewhere to pen them down, and it was true. These feelings were true, and some of these people never got to hear, "Hey, I love you," as kids, you know? That's where that came from.
Okay, and I think this letter is from a lover, right?
Of course.
So this is from a lover to her man. And she's saying that, like, let me read again. You guys understand. Babes, listening to this, get this. Better go and type this now in your WhatsApp and send it to that man. Like, okay, well, don't send it. It's Nati's words, Sha. Be careful.
Well, it's fine. You can share it. I mean, come on.
All right. She has allowed you. But get the book too. So it's saying, Dear Adam, she's saying, place your hand on your chest. Guys, do it, Joe. Then she's not saying, can you feel the rhythm of your heartbeat? Then she's not also saying, that is how to describe my love for you. It is steady and consistent. Your heartbeat doesn't stop, you know, right?
It is
going on and on, and that is how she loves you. God. Oh my God. I'm blushing.
That's how much I love them. That's true. I know.
Okay, let's go to the next one here. It says, excuse me. Okay, next one here says, Dear Adam, I've been meaning to tell you this for a while now, but just couldn't. Not that I did not know the exact words to use, but because I wasn't sure exactly how to and didn't have the boldness. Now that I think the time is right and it is needful, here goes, Adam. Rest is productive. Get some. Some guys overwork themselves.
They can work for Africa.
Oh my God. That's why I saw this. I was like, this is it.
She said, this is it. And it's not just physical work, you know, they get exhausted mentally as well, emotionally and spiritually too. So sometimes we just need to sit back and get some rest.
Yeah, I have people who, like, guys will say, oh, Gracie, I'm busy. Gracie, we need to make this money. Gracie this, Gracie that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, what kind of pressure is this on you guys? At least
I know.
Enjoy life still. Because there's no, sometimes now the way the world is turning into, they're like, if you don't have money, maybe you do not have that babe. Or if you don't have money, they still need to take care of their parents. They still need, I'm like, God, in as much as you are trying to be a man, that is trying to make a stand for yourself, please rest. If you die, somebody else will take care of them. That's the truth. If you die, life still moves on. So why won't you not just try and enjoy this life by resting?
Rest. Yeah.
And because rest is productive.
Unwinding.
True.
Yeah. Because sometimes you only get to produce more or do more when you have gotten some rest. If you do not rest, you cannot do better sometimes.
Yes. Yes. So any man listening right now, women, the women listening right now, you see that man that you know, or that guy that your friend
that you know,
that is overworking himself. You are seeing it. He's getting too stressed. He's trying to do a lot of things which he needs to do. But try and remind him that as he tries to become what he wants to become in the society, he should try to rest. Yeah. He needs to still stay alive and be strong. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. This is also similar to this one I just read. It says, "Dear Adam, it's been pretty tough, I know. Take a break if you need to." Yes. Yes.
Take a break. Yes.
This one is just, it's so plain. It's so plain.
Yeah.
I also feel, I don't know about you, but what do you think? I feel some people sometimes need to be reminded about taking breaks.
Some people do not. If they get so they get so soaked into whatever they're doing, it could be anything. It could be anything. It could be a conversation. It could be a relationship. It could be a job. It could be anything at all. Nobody's saying quit. Nobody's saying opt out. Just take a break. Just take a break. It could be anything at all. Just take a break. That's why people go on leave, right? Just take a break.
True.
I've had friends who tell me I need some space, and I have had situations where I've had to tell a few friends I need some space, and they give me 2 days, they give me 3 days, sometimes they give me a week, and when I come back, I'm a lot better than I was a few days before I left them. So take a break. Apply for that leave in the office. If you need to stop talking to a person for a while, respectfully tell them, hey, can we just, I need to take care of my health for a while. It could be your mental health, it could be your physical health. I need to take care of myself for a while. I hope you understand. Please give me some time off. I promise I'm going to get back to you. Just give me some time off. I need to take a break. Any sane human being will understand.
Exactly. And sometimes, let me tell you guys something. Sometimes, you must have to tell, not, I'm saying like the general public, not some specific people. I think it is right to tell someone, your special people, maybe your girlfriend or people special in your life, that you're going on a break so they don't get worried.
But
at the same time, for the general people who are not totally really your friends, but they are still people in your life, you must not tell them. Take that break you need and enjoy it. Okay, the last one that I also love. It says, "Dear Adam, like balm, your voice is seductive. It takes my worries and pains away." Oh my God.
That's more like speaking to the love of your life. Your LOML.
Yeah. So let me do my own now. Dear LOML.
Okay. Hey, me that I have LOML.
No, I'm just in practical now. It's practical.
Okay. Whoever
is my LOML that is listening, glory to Jesus. Let's continue.
Hallelujah.
So, dear LOML, like balm, your voice is seductive and it takes my worries and pains away. Oshé?
Yeah. You see Oshé?
Oh my God. Be like, I will just edit that part out.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for being on this episode with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for your book. Please let them know how they can order your book, how they can get. You guys need to finish up. See, you see this small part we just read for you. I know you want more. Nati, please tell them the rest.
Okay, so my book is available to read online. You can find it on Okada Books and on Seller. How to get it? You can follow me on Facebook. My Facebook name is Esther Eda EDA. Esther EDA Eda. You can find the link there, make a purchase. It goes for just 2,000 naira only. Or if you are an IG person, you can get it on my page. Grace is going to share my IG. Yeah, you can find me on IG as well, Esther Eda, or Aziba Natayam. It's as spelled on my link. Sorry, on my bio. You can equally find it on my Twitter handle or Twitter page. You can find the link there, make a purchase. It's seamless, way seamless on Seller. So make a purchase. It's easy buy, it's on the go, you know. short letters, engaging, compelling, heartwarming, sweet, soothing letters. It can be done in 30 to 45 minutes, and I promise you, you will thank yourself for making a purchase. It's a lovely thing to have your minds and eyes come across. And it took me 2 years to put that together, and I am glad I did put that together. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
If you just go search for Letters to Adam on Okada Books, you'll find it.
Yeah, Letters to Adam. I can testify to it. You guys, you can see the part I screenshotted. I'm keeping it to send it to somebody's son.
Okay.
All right. So thank you so much. And I want us to give a shout out to, I call him Uncle Ima, but you know who I'm talking about, right? Our friend.
Yeah.
Uncle Ima, how are you doing?
Uncle Ima, thank you for hooking us up.
Yes, yes, you've done a good thing.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so ladies listening, as I will say again, please, this episode is not just for the men.
Mm-hmm.
It's also for you. It's also for you. You also need to listen to this episode. Well, if you've listened to it till this time, thank you so much. And do something for me today. To all the men in your life, celebrate them. Give them their flowers when needed.
Mm-hmm.
Please, please, they deserve it. So listen and share to men you know. Order the book, surprise a man, love a man in the right way, and God will bless you truly. That's the right thing to do. All right, guys, so don't forget to share this episode, subscribe to Grow and Glow Podcast, follow Nati on all her social media platforms, chat her up if you have questions, order for her book. It's just 2,000 naira, 1 and 2. Urgent 2K, go do something better for your life if you buy that book. So, yes. See you guys in the next episode. Don't forget, this is Grow and Glow Podcast.